O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Would you say that? O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. I don't believe you yet. Let's try it again. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Those are the opening words of Psalm 7, one of the Psalms of David. And what a wonderful way to begin. Begin what? Almost anything. When you wake up every day, acknowledge God. Acknowledge that He is your God. Acknowledge that He is your shelter in the time of a storm and trouble. And there's going to be storms and trouble. Amen. Oh Lord my God, I take refuge in you at the beginning of a new job, at the beginning of a new term, at the beginning of a new relationship, at the beginning of a new worship service. Oh Lord my God, I take refuge in you. That's the beginning of this psalm today, and right near the middle of this psalm in verse 10 is the heart of it all. My shield is God Most High. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. At the beginning of every argument, at the beginning of every travel, at the beginning of any negotiation, at the beginning of anything, O Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. You, my God, are my shield, and you save the upright in heart. But we have to ask ourselves this question, am I upright in heart? What does that mean anyway? Well, if you turn to the dictionary, it means having an unbending moral straightness and integrity. I like that definition. That's a good one. It means an unbending moral uprightness and integrity. Biblically, it talks about your inner self. It's like a wheel. And that wheel, when it is in motion, governs everything else. The whole motor works because of that wheel. And that's your heart, an upright heart. You say, but the Bible tells me that my heart is wicked above all things. It cannot be trusted. That's true. But God, in His infinite grace and mercy, judges the intent of our hearts, and not the absolute purity of our hearts. I mean, you and I are sinners. Did you know that, by the way? You're a sinner, and I am a sinner. But if the intent of your heart is to have purity and integrity in how you deal with other people and with how you deal with life circumstances, then David would say, God saves you. That's what he said. But he's not talking about salvation. It's a different word altogether, and it's a very interesting word. It means not that you're rescued from the devil, that's salvation, but that you are rescued from a person who has done wrong to you. Have you ever had anyone do wrong to you? Has anyone ever attacked you? Has anyone ever said things about you and your integrity that were not true? In fact, that is David's motivation altogether in writing Psalm 7. Listen to all of verse 1. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me. Now, as we have seen in other Psalms and as you read about David's life, you know that David had a gift for making enemies. He was really good at it. Lots of people, leaders, countries, family members. He was always stirring things up, and people were nipping at his heels all the time. And David would regularly turn to God in prayer for deliverance from his enemies. But in Psalm 7, it's a little different. Not only does he mention his enemies, plural, but he speaks also of a specific individual. Verse 4. If I have done evil to him, verse 5, then let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Verse 4, he who is pregnant with evil and conceives trouble gives birth to disillusionment. He who digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit he has made. The trouble he causes recoils on himself. His violence comes down on his own head. He was obviously having a problem with one particular individual. And we know who that individual was by name. Because if you look at the Bible, there's a little preface to Psalm 7. And in that preface, we learn that the person that David sang this song to the Lord about is a man by the name of Cush, a Benjamite. Actually, in that preface to the psalm, we also read that Psalm 7 is a shigaon of David. What is a shigaon? A shigaon is a poem that was written under extreme emotional and mental anguish. David was impassioned about his problems with Cush. Who was Cush? We don't know. There's speculation that Cush was a member of the family or the followers of King Saul, but we're not really sure. What we do know is that Cush made some really harsh accusations about David, but David declared that he was not guilty whatsoever of the things that were being said about him. Do you have any Cushes in your life? Would you like to crush the Cushes in your life? I bet you do. Well, what does David have to say about that? Psalm 7. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they may tear me like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done this, and there is guilt on my hands, if I have done evil to him who is at peace with me, or without cause have robbed my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. David was so confident of his innocence in this matter, whatever this matter was, that he said to God, bring it on, God. Bring it on and stamp out my life if I am guilty of this. David was not declaring himself to be sinless. He was declaring himself to be innocent of this specific thing. But he was still a sinner. You and I can be innocent of something specific, but we are still sinners by nature. David's emotional outcry, Psalm 7, is considered to be a song of confidence. A song of confidence. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Say it. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. Verse 8. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Confidence can be arrogant. Confidence can definitely be arrogance. But when your heart is upright, when you are innocence, then you can have confidence. As you stand before God, as you take refuge before God with confidence, you do not have to worry about getting a speeding ticket if you are obeying the speed limit. You do not have to worry about an IRS audit if you're being honest with the government and you have records to prove it. You do not have to worry about being caught in a lie if you only tell the truth. Can you pray to God right now and say, "Oh Lord, if there is any guilt on my hands, then trample my life to the ground"? That takes a little courage, doesn't it, to say that? But you can. You can be sure that your heart is upright if you are confident that you are not guilty of any specific sin that you have been accused of committing. Now, we do have to beware of false confidence. There is such a thing as false confidence. And you have to be... I heard a story about a man by the name of Ralph. Ralph was driving home late one night, and a hitchhiker was on the side of the road. He felt sorry for them. It was late. He decided to stop and pick up the hitchhiker. And the guy got into the passenger seat and thanked him, and they started on their way, and then Ralph started questioning his wisdom for picking up this stranger on the side of the road at night. And the more he thought about it, the more suspicious and paranoid he became, and he remembered that his suit coat was on the seat between them. And in his suit coat pocket was his wallet, and he began to worry about that wallet. And so, since it was dark and the man could not see, he reached over and he felt his suit coat with his hand, and he reached to see if he could find his wallet, and to his horror, it was not there. He pulled off to the side of the road, he slammed on his brakes, he shouted at the guy, he said, "Get out of my car and give me the wallet." And the guy's eyes got real big, and he got out of the car and he handed in the wallet. And Ralph screeched his tires and he took off for home, thankful that he had recovered what was his and had not gotten hurt. And when he got home, the first thing he wanted to do was to tell his wife what had happened. But before he could do it, she said, "Oh, Ralph, I forgot. Oh, before you say anything, I want to tell you that you left your wallet home this morning." He stole the hitchhiker's wallet and didn't know it. False confidence. "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." Somebody famous said that. However, if you are falsely accused, brothers and sisters, as David declared himself to be, then you can be confident and take refuge in God. People may lie about you, and they may cause tremendous trouble for you in your life. People may even set traps for you. You know what? The more I talk, the more it sounds like the government, doesn't it? I just am thinking about all kinds of things in the headlines. What do you do about all this? David had four responses in Psalm 7. He said, have faith in God. That's number one. He said, number two, take inventory of your own guilt or innocence. And number three, he said, ask God to vindicate you. And number four, he said, then praise God. Now, I want to explore all four of those. The first response was, have faith in God. The First Baptist Church of Somewhere had a fleet of school buses. And every Sunday morning, those school buses went out and they gathered children and adults to bring them back for Sunday school and for worship. And one Sunday morning, little Jimmy was riding home after church, and in his hands was a little card, and he was so proud of that card. It had a picture on it and a caption, and the caption was, "Have faith in God." But to his horror, he let go of the card, and it fluttered out of the open window of the bus. And Jimmy screamed, "Stop the bus! I've lost faith in God!" And all the people on the bus were amused, but one lady had a lot of wisdom, and she said, "We should all be as passionate about holding on to our faith in God as little Jimmy is." David's words, "My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart." You may have a strong faith in God as your shield, but do you ask Him to be your shield? We simply don't ask Him to be our protector, to be our shield. We forget. Jesus said very, very clearly on the Sermon on the Mount, He said, you have to be persistent in your prayers. Ask, seek, and knock, and keep on asking, and keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. You remember this from the Sermon on the Mount? We know from the tense of the verb that He was saying, keep on, be persistent in your prayer. God likes to hear that we trust Him. So don't just assume that God will be your shield. Ask Him. Have some confidence and ask Him. Now, David's second response to being falsely accused by someone was this: take an inventory of your own heart. Are you guilty or are you innocent? And if you are innocent, you can be confident, like Fritz Kreisler. Fritz Kreisler was an incredible violinist from Austria. Fritz Kreisler died in 1962. One day he was scheduled to do a concert in London, and he was on his way to London through Hamburg, Germany. And 1 hour before his ship was to sail, he went into a little music store at the marina. He always carried with him his Stradivarius violin. And on the violin was inscribed his name, Fritz Kreisler. The music shop owner saw the case and he said, "May I see the violin?" And Fritz took it out and showed him the Stradivarius. And the owner knew what he was seeing, was very excited, and he dismissed himself and went into the back room and made a phone call. A few moments later, two policemen came into the music shop, and they said, "Sir, you are under arrest." He said, "For what?" And he said, "You have Fritz Kreisler's violin." He said, "Well, I am Fritz Kreisler." And they said, "Don't try to pull that over us. Just come with us right now." And he realized he had to do something quick because his ship was going to be leaving. So he took out the violin and he got a bow and he started playing a piece for which he was very famous. And the policeman and the shop owner stood there in silence and in awe. And then he finished and he said, "Now are you satisfied?" They were. Fritz Kreisler had confidence, true confidence, that he was innocent. And therefore, we can do the same thing. Proverbs 10:9. The man of integrity walks securely. The woman of integrity walks securely. The child of God with integrity walks securely. But he who takes crooked paths will be found out. David said, have faith in God. And he said, take an inventory of your own heart. And then thirdly, he said, ask God to vindicate you. Psalm 7, verse 6. Arise, O Lord, in your anger, rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God, decree justice. David acknowledged that God is the judge of all. Verse 9, O righteous God, who searches minds and hearts, bring an end to the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. If you're innocent, if your heart is pure, don't try to handle your false accusers yourself. Ask God to be their judge. Because He is the divine judge. He is the only divine judge. Ask Him to be your judge. Because He is the only divine judge. Verse 11. God is a righteous judge. God is a righteous judge. And then number 4. Finally, as David so wonderfully did, so frequently in his emotional songs that we call Psalms, he leads us to praise God. Verse 17, I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I'd like to read that with a different emphasis. I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness, and I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Let that be your resolve with confidence. Thank God, praise God, willingly. Stand on 2 feet, mighty warrior, dress for battle, and sing praise to God. And know that He is your shield. David has just demonstrated in this psalm that he's not the one who's going to seek to punish the person who has wrongly accused him. He is going to put that into the hands of God. He is praising His eternal Father, knowing that only God is capable. So, brothers and sisters, here's the ending. Let praise be our choice. Let praise be our choice. Let praise be our response. Let praise of God be a way of life for us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, when we go through the kind of thing that David was going through, when we are hurt, when we are wronged, when we are angry, when we are weeping, when we are dismayed, help us, Lord, to come to You with confidence and know that You are our refuge, You are our shield, You are our protector, You are our help, and help us, God, to praise You with our whole being, to praise You joyfully, to praise You with confidence, because we serve a strong and mighty Savior, Jesus Christ, and we pray in His name. Amen.